Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were mixed in corn today. We unwinded that July-November old crop, new crop spread here in the beans. July beans down 5, Nov beans up 5. So that was a negative day there for the spreads. And then wheat futures were the leader here on the way down. July Kansas City disappointed a lot of the guys in the Southern Plains here, down 11 cents at 7.67¾. A lot of us here in the Southern Plains have a bad case of backyarditis. And that's where we only look here in our own backyard and see that we're not going to produce a lot of wheat. So we think that wheat should go up. But the market is telling us otherwise. It's showing us that the world still has an ample supply right now, and that these other exporting countries in the northern hemisphere may produce a decent crop, although we might not here in Oklahoma and Texas and most of Kansas. They did get some rainfall over the last couple of days, and I see some in the forecast, and so that's possibly one of the reasons why we've skidded so far. Last week or 8 trading days ago, we were at $8.50 for July, and now we're at $7.68. That's about an 80 cent slide here, quite surprising, but we're still above where we were last month in the month of April. We traded as low as $7.25.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Very little news coming out of the government and other reports to finish this week. But, of course, we have one next week. We have the crop progress and condition report. The big number there that everybody's watching for is how many acres of corn have been planted. The average guess is about 75% at this time. So we're moving along nicely. There are some concerns that a large area of the kind of the northern part of the corn belt has been cold. And actually snowing in some parts, and so that might slow us down a little bit, but any moisture is really a good thing long run, and so what they're getting now may end up helping us in the future. Looking at the corn futures alone, you know, they've sold off 40 cents from the USDA May 9th report, and it looks like planting's going well. So at this point, there's not any real trouble spots on the horizon. The next area you'll get into is July and August when it gets hot. If it doesn't rain and it gets hot, then we could rally again. But at this point, everything looks pretty neutral to, I guess, a little bit bearish. There's some guys saying that there's a value in the corn at the 450 to 460 range. But for now, it looks like most people are on the sell side.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers. June live cattle were up $0.50 at $137.90. May feeders were up $1.15 at $187.30. And June lean hogs were down 50 cents at $118.92. In the grain markets, Kansas City July wheat was down 11 cents at $7.67¾. Chicago July wheat down 4 cents at $6.74¼. In the row crops, Chicago July corn was off 0.75¢ at $4.83½. July soybeans were down 5¼ cents at $14.65 even. In the cotton markets, July cotton was down 54 points and closed at $0.8982 per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.